Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We interviewed our next guest back in March when the pandemic was just beginning its havoc creation across the country and our state, and he reported that our state's business community was committed to do what was necessary to halt the spread of COVID-19 and to help companies survive its wrath. And now, in the face of record unemployment, they are helping to bring a workforce development and awareness program to our state's school children. Ted Pitts is president of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. He joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Ted, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So first of all, before we get into this new program that you're working with, give us the pulse of our state's business community right now as we've begun to enter the fourth month of this pandemic.
Yeah, so, you know, businesses have tried to get back to work. You know, our unemployment numbers, you know, still are struggling as businesses try to bring employees back, and we look at the job market in general. But, you know, I think the thing that businesses are focused on now is keeping their employees and their customers safe. You know, we've seen a spike, obviously, in the cases across the state. We've seen hospital capacity start to be challenged. So I think the thing that here at the Chamber that we've started doing is we've started a Wear It SC campaign where we're encouraging folks around the state to wear a mask. We know that is one of the most beneficial things that we can do to keep ourselves and others safe. So, you know, as businesses look to reopen, you know, we need to try to make sure we continue to do it responsibly. And those businesses that follow the guidelines, you know, need to encourage folks to wear masks and social distance. I mean, I think we're like others. We're trying to figure out how we can get back to some sense of normalcy and get kids back in school in the fall.
Speaking of kids, tell us about this new program that you're a part of.
With the Trucking Association, America's General Contractors of the Carolinas, the Home Builders, the Forestry Association, the Chamber has partnered with those groups, and the Associated Industries of South Carolina Foundation is launching a program called Be Pro, Be Proud SC. So the Arkansas Chamber of Commerce developed Be Pro, Be Proud and launched it in Arkansas several years back. And we're basically bringing that Arkansas program that's been so successful there to South Carolina. It's a public-private partnership. So the private sector is raising the funds and building out the mobile unit, which is a tractor trailer, and then the trailer piece of it opens up into basically a lab that helps kids understand and get to interact with the skilled trades, you know, whether it's construction or whether it's heavy equipment operator, the pharmaceutical industry in the state. So when you look at kind of those opportunities that exist in South Carolina, you know, we want to make sure that we introduce those to children and their parents. So this mobile lab will go around the middle schools and high schools, captures kids' data and their interest. People are surprised at the wage level that these opportunities come with and, you know, kind of the basic education that's needed to get started.
And now, is this something that you've had your eyes on for a while, or did this just recently show up on your radar?
We learned about it through our partnership with the Arkansas Chamber, just in the National State Chambers of Commerce, Council of State Chambers is what it's called. 3 years ago, we brought the Arkansas truck to South Carolina. You know, the Chamber board, as well as our partners like Rick Todd at the Trucking Association and Cam Crawford, Leslie Clark, and others got an opportunity to look at it. And, you know, folks like Martin Nix at the Home Builders Association said, yes, this is what my members say they need. So the General Assembly kindly recognized, the governor, Governor McMaster recognized that this is something that can make a difference. And they provided the funding to the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, who will actually run the program. The private sector has raised the funds, roughly $2 million. We're still in that process to build out the program and to maintain it.
And do you expect it to reach all of the schools in the upcoming school year?
No, we're going to at least do it for 3 years. And, you know, all of our sponsors, so Nephron's Pharmaceuticals, Duke Energy, Southeastern Freight Line, we have a lot of sponsors, you know, Blanchard Machinery, the Caterpillar folks, their commitments to support the program for 3 years. So I see this program growing and being a long-term commitment from the business community, a long-term commitment in our students around the state.
Well, Ted, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Ted Pitts is president of the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. His office is in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization as well as to Be Pro, Be Proud SC posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.